Okay, Apollo 10, I've got a map update for you. Rev 24, LOS 121, 19er, 59er, 121, 31, 11, 122, 06, 09er. Sunrise is 121, 33, 30. Sunset 122, 45, 55. Read back, and I've got the landmark tracking update pad after that.
Roger, 121-19-59er, 121-31-11, 122-06-09, 121-33-30, 122-4555, Rev 24.
That's affirmative. Are you ready for your tracking update? Okay, Charlie Papa 1, 121, 39er, 49er, 121, 42, 49er, 3 balls, 050, 3 balls, north, 13 miles, 1140. Charlie Papa 2, 121, 55, 10, 121, 56, 52, 3 balls, 2 balls 8, 3 balls, north, 05, 04, 40. Fox 1, 122, 07, 55, 122, 10, 06, 3 balls, 326, 3 balls, north, 10, 09, 41. Number 130, 122, 29er, 03, 122, 30, 37, 3 balls, 265, 3 balls, north at 13, 12, 40. Go ahead, and I've got a maneuver pad after that.
Roger, Charlie Papa 1. 121-3949. 121-4249. All balls, 050, all balls. North 13, 11 and 40. Charlie Papa 2, I missed
T1,
over.
Roger, on Charlie Papa 2, we have 121, 55, and 10. And we want to confirm the nautical miles on Charlie Papa 1 as being 13, 13, over.
Roger, you got it, then we're ready with the maneuver.
bed. Okay, this is CEI 24. SPS GNN. 36818. Minus 061. Plus 076. 123. 40. 5233. Plus 30443. Plus 00131. Plus 00682. NA 066. And the rest is NA. Under Ullage. Two jet for 14 seconds. Over. Apollo 10 Houston, before we proceed, let's lock up with a high gain, over.
Okay, we're still maneuvering, stand by.
Roger. Roger 10, reading you loud and clear now. The uplink's coming up, and here's the pad. TEI 24. SPS GNN. 36818. Minus 061. Plus 076. 123. 40. 5233. Zero, correction, plus 30443, plus 00131, plus 00682. Roll is NA, pitch is 066. The rest is NA. Urology is two jets for 14 seconds, over.
Okay, Jack, I got TEI 24, SPS GNN, 36818, minus 061, plus 076, 12340, 5233, plus 30443, plus 00131, plus 00682, NA, and pitch is 066, the rest is NA, two jets for 14 seconds.
That's affirmative. Apollo 10 Houston, the uplink is complete. Computer's yours, you can go to block. And we noted that on the last pass, during the strip photography, you were rolled 180 degrees different than what we expected you to be. And we'd like to ask you a couple questions about the limb S band yesterday and limb pressurization when you have an opportunity to discuss it. Over.
Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, on the S band communications around the DOI period, do you have anything significant to report? Having lost comm for about 20 minutes on the high gain there, we were a little concerned as to what the problem might be. Can you discuss that?
No, I noticed we were having lockout problems as we went low across the landing site. It appeared that it occurred right at our low time, and the S-band didn't track, didn't follow as we came across the landing site, and I went to Omni's hoping without having too much time to play with it. And then a period of time after that, I played with the S-band again, was able to acquire yet lock on. That's all I can really say, but it did occur somewhere near the low part of our trajectory.
Roger, we understand. Another question is regarding the limb pressurization. We noted that right after you pickled Snoopy off Charlie there, that the limb cabin pressurization went down. Do you did you observe anything or note anything unusual about that, or?
Jack, he moved away with a blast, and the next thing we had in our eyes was sunlight right through the windows, and we couldn't see a thing. I do know that both dump valves were in auto, however. We had a lot of garbage around after the blast from the pyros, but other than that, Tom had seen something else.
Well, I was looking out the center hatch window, and as you know, the tunnel, we couldn't get the tunnel depressurized, and when we fired those pyros, some more insulation blew out, and I just saw Snoopy disappear in a big snowstorm going straight up into the sun, and that was all. Over.
Roger, thank you. And the last time we saw Snoopy down here, he was 37,000 miles going straight up from the moon at 5,400 feet per second. And thank you for your comments. Over.
Okay, and the look, okay, I guess I got right ahead. We've made some changes in here on that roll.
Roger, we noticed.
And the way that the times have changed, but they didn't. I'm sorry about that, but it doesn't seem to, we didn't get any shafting or anything on our windows at all until right at the last when we hit the terminator.
Roger, that was the only thing we were concerned about.
Yeah, I don't think it'll...
There was no shafting at all on the windows, and it looked like we were giving our comments, and I don't think we had any problem at all.
Roger, thank you for the comments. They're good, and I understand we'll have this attitude for Rev 31.